If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we begin our third week of Lent. Let us be filled with your Spirit as we can grow closer to you during this time of Lent and celebrate your love on Easter Sunday. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, as you heard, we are now in the third week of Lent, and we have an interesting story here about Naaman the Syrian. Now, remember, Naaman is someone who Jesus mentions. As a matter of fact, he mentions Naaman when he first goes to his home synagogue. And if you remember the story, he angers the people there when he comes out with that line, "A prophet is without honor in his own hometown." I forget the exact line, but you know that where I'm talking about. In his own hometown, he is without honor. And so here we have Jesus speaking to the parishioners, referring to this story. And the story is a great one about Naaman the Syrian. And the story is that Naaman is someone with leprosy. He is in Syria, so he's a pagan. And this was the important part of Jesus' story. He is a pagan, so he's not a Jew, and he has a servant girl in his quarters. Now, he is a general, a very high-ranking general in Syria. So there he is, and his servant girl realizes how much he's suffering, and she's Jewish. And so she encourages Naaman to go to Israel and encounter the prophet there. And we're going to see a parallel here between this story and the three kings, because what does he do? Now, first of all, as I said, that he is a major general of Syria, which means he's also valuable to the country of Syria. He is someone the Syria needs and needs him in good health. And Syria and Israel are at peace at this time. And so he is then sent from Syria into Israel. Now, what does he do? Well, the same thing the three kings do. They visit the king of, at that point, they visit King Herod, the three kings, or the Magi. Why? Because that's the protocol. And they do and follow exactly what the protocol is. So then when they end up at the king of Israel, this is Naaman and his entourage, what are they doing? They're doing the protocol, but the king doesn't know about the prophet. And so here is this major general for a foreign power coming to Israel and saying, "I want my general to be healed." And the king is like, just like in the case of Herod, "What are you talking about? I don't do this healing, and I don't know anyone else who does. What are you talking about here?" And with that, the king believes that he is subject to an attempt at a deception and maybe in an act of war. So that's where he flips. He gets all upset. He does the famous, he rents his clothes, gets really upset. And in that anger, someone comes to him, one of his own entourage comes and says, "No, he's speaking the truth. You do have a prophet in this territory who can heal. So why don't you send him to the prophet?" So he eventually goes to the prophet. And this is just, it's this comedy of errors in a sense, because what we deal with this general for this other country who's filled with the pride of his country. He now has to humble himself, go see the king, who gets all upset. And the king finally realizes that the general is not trying to deceive him. He's not trying to draw him into war, and finds out there really is a prophet who can help this guy, sends him to the prophet. And when he gets to the prophet tells him to go wash in the Jordan River. And he's like, why? We have, if this doesn't sound just like us Americans, I don't know what does. Why? We have our own rivers in Syria. So why should I wash in this river when I can wash in my own? Our rivers are better than Israel, and they're certainly at least as good, if not better. If that doesn't sound American, let me know what does, right? And sure enough, what happens? One of his men turns around and says to him, look, if he told you to wash in your own river, would you go do it? And he says, yes. Then just get in the river. Obviously, that isn't the exact translation, but I'm sure it's not too far off from what really happened. Just get in the river, will you? We've come all this way. Just get in the river. And he does. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. So, you know, we have our program, and we're here spreading the divine word on the AM dial. We're also here doing this digitally through our podcast, and we believe in the power of prayer. So what I'm going to ask you for is to support our program by your prayers. It's really important so the Lord can guide us to see where we are going. During this time of Lent, this is an evaluation time for our program. Do we continue the direction we're going? What does the Lord want us to do? So I'm asking you for your prayers. Your prayers are more important than anything else. If you want to make a monetary donation, obviously we'd appreciate that. And you can do that at CatholicAudioMedia.com, and you go to the donate tab and you'll see the directions how to do that. There's also a link right at the front. The other way at the front page, the home page. The other thing you could do is send us a donation if you'd like at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134, demonstrating how you support this program. But what we are actually asking you to do, in top of that, more important than that, is your prayers. Your prayers are most important. I told you the story of Dorothy Day when she would get a bill from the printer, and the printer would say, pray and pay, because she called all her people to pray. So that's what I'd like you to do, that the Lord will guide us and show us where to do that. So keep that in mind, and remember, your prayers are so important to us. So we're looking at the story of Naaman the Syrian. And so he does finally say, all right, look, I'll just get washed in the river. And he gets washed in the river as, you know, he goes and dunks himself in the river 7 times as he is told, and he comes up healed. Well, at that point, he rejoices in the God of Israel. Now, keep this in mind. As you all know, in the Old Testament, this comes up many times, gods were nationalistic. So the Syrians had their own gods, and the Israel had the one God. Remember, all the other cultures were polytheistic, but only Israel is monotheistic. And now, all of a sudden, he realizes that he is healed, and he glorifies the God of Israel. This is something we see several times. And in doing so, he realizes that the God of Israel is truly real, and he celebrates this. He goes back to Syria. He is healed. Now, this is the story that Jesus brings up when he's in a position where people are basically saying of him in the synagogue, well, we know all these things you've done all over the the countryside, what are you going to do for us? And it was this attitude that led him to be unable to do anything. You know, there's that whole thing. Isn't God able to do everything? He couldn't do his own healing in his own hometown because the attitude was there. People gave this whole, well, you've done everything for everyone else. What are you going to do for us? And that attitude was something that prevented Jesus from doing miracles in his own hometown. And so this is one of the stories he brings up. There are two of them. This is one of them. He brings up to his people and he says to them, but remember that Naaman was not a Hebrew. He was not from the Jewish state. He was not from Judah. He was not from Israel. He was not a Jew. And there he is saying, keeping that in mind, and he challenges their attitude. And of course, with him challenging their attitude, they get really upset and try to toss him over a cliff. So we have this fascinating story where one is someone who is skeptical about the power of God because that God is not from his own home country. And finally, he gives in, he humbles himself, and he comes to realize the power of God. And then Jesus, as the Son of God, goes to his hometown. People there are like, well, you can do this for all these other people. What are you going to do for us? And that attitude leads them to be unable to see the miracles of Jesus, except in very limited cases, because their whole attitude is like, who the heck is he? He's no better than we are. And that attitude closed them off from seeing the power of God. So that's an interesting thing to keep in mind. This is what we recognize here in this story. And it is an important lesson for us. Remember, the way to be before the Lord always is be humble before the Lord, because when we are humble, we can see the power of the Lord working in our lives. But when we have an attitude that say, hey, what is God going to do for me? Then we'll never see the power of God in our lives. And I've seen those principles play themselves out. I've seen people say, hey, what has the church done for me? I'm not going to do anything from the church. Okay, fine. That is your choice. But when you turn around and say, God does nothing for me, now you see why. Because you don't have the ability to see the power of God in your life, as we see in this story. We're going to talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we will see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out. Come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.